Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Extremely, extremely lovely to see you this morning, Kirsten.
Yeah, lovely day. We're going to have some lovely music, although this is the worst genre name ever, I think.
Okay, what is the genre name we've got here?
PBR&B.
PBR&B.
To me, it sounds like
a
sandwich?
For?
A peanut butter sandwich, yeah.
Yeah.
So PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, is a brand of beer in America.
Okay.
And apparently it's hipsters drink it.
Oh.
And so this music is R&B, let's be honest, it's R&B. But because white hipsters who like it want to feel that they're not listening to Rihanna and Chris Brown, they wanted to give it a different name. Now, on the other hand, there is kind of a circle that you can draw around these artists.
Yeah.
You know, that's how genre is sort of funny. Like, there is a cluster of artists that are this really interesting, quite new. We're talking about, like, you know, 2011s onwards.
Yeah.
Kind of different kind of R&B that's maybe more sort of alternative or indie. But then on the other hand, some people say, oh, you're acting like R&B never was alternative and interesting.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
And they had, what about Prince? And what about Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye? And
yeah, yeah.
So it's sort of like, okay. But yeah, I still think it's useful in that it does work to cluster some of these artists who are, I guess, grounded in R&B, but doing something a lot more electronic.
Totally.
It's not like club based.
No.
You know, it's not dance based.
And these are all very BFM artists as well.
Look
at the list you sent through yourself. Like, these are all playlisted tracks that we've, you know, had and stuff.
Yeah, whereas you wouldn't play some of the mainstream R&B.
No. As much as I do love Rihanna, never play that on BFM, you know?
Yeah. So it is an interesting genre that it exists, but it shouldn't, but it still works to cluster them. You know, so it's a lot more electronic, a lot more dark, philosophical. It's interesting that some people say, you know, R&B is just all about sex and romance. Well, PBR&B has a lot of sex in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be more sort of weirder and introspective. And I mean, one of the icons is Frank Ocean, you know. So, like, it is different. You know, you don't have the dancers and the white suits and...
But
and
Frank
the real
Ocean,
I've
definitely seen Frank Ocean in like a solid pair of white pants before.
Have
though.
You? But not the three piece.
Not the
three piece.
He is the kind of like the alternative R&B artist because, like, you know, he didn't have Instagram and he didn't like, and well, now he does. But
could we
like,
say he's also maybe like the gateway drug to this genre as well? Like he's like the big star in the sky.
Well, yeah, because I mean, this genre has a lot of mainstream success now, like The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Really? Would you put The Weeknd under this?
Apparently,
as well?
He is. It's just.
I'm going to hit some Frank Ocean now. This is crack rock. I think this has a bit of swearing in it.
Just
well, he's talking about crack, you know. Crack is whack.
I have to say, this album is pretty up there on one of my all times, I think.
I think it would be on a lot of people's lists. It's
yeah,
an absolute
and see, so
classic.
So what genre is it, though? Like,
it's just Frank Ocean.
I know.
It's just Frank Ocean, yeah.
It's R&B, but it's not typical.
Yeah.
I mean, this has got a beat, but it's still not a banging dance, you know, tune.
Yeah, like it's not like something that is necessarily super easy to dance to, right?
Yeah. It's to think to. And to weed to, let's
to,
say.
To cry to. Frank Ocean is good crying music as well.
You don't know how little you matter until you're all alone. In the middle of Arkansas, with a little rock left in that glass dick. You used to date a blonde.
Someone texted in just saying neo soul. I don't know.
Now I thought, I thought it was just neo soul, and apparently it's not. They're completely different.
So what?
Thank you.
What is the difference between
neo soul? Is more 90s. It's more jazzy. Got a lot more jazz, a lot more funk, a little bit of hip hop. And think Erykah Badu, sort of hippies.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a little more organic.
So is it like the big, sort of like the Big Sister genre, maybe?
Yeah, like I thought they were the same, but apparently even it's like the first line of Wikipedia, like, do not confuse. I was like, Wikipedia's in on this.
Yeah, the text number is 5395 if you want to text in your thoughts. I feel like this might be a bit of a divisive genre.
Really? I think it's, who doesn't love Frank Ocean?
So,
SZA? SZA.
Yeah.
SZA. So this is also very cool.
They were putting Janelle Monáe in there. I think she transcends all of that. But yeah, it's where to put these R&B artists that A, have a bigger white audience because they do have a more indie alternative vibe than the real dance to get the music that R&B is. It's not fun. Vulnerable off-kilter personalities, somebody said.
Off-kilter?
Yeah. Soul-bearing singing.
Childish.
Vanguard electronics.
Would we put Childish Gambino in this genre? Someone's asked.
I think so, but he goes into hip hop. You know, but no, a lot of his music is a rapping.
Would he not be kind of poppy?
Well, he's become.
I think what this genre sort of sounds like to me is, it's a lot of different things, but it's as you were saying, it's a way to put a ring around quite a specific thing that is happening that is also still quite hard to pinpoint.
Yeah, that's what I know a lot of people are anti-genre, including somebody that constantly tweets at me after the show. But I think genre is useful because, you know, it is like that thing. If you bought this artist, you might like that. You know, so much music out there.
Yeah.
And it is good to, and also for like concerts and events, you know, like what package would you put together? Who suits that event? And so, yeah, it's not to pigeonhole artists or label them, I think. A lot of artists hate it. None of the artists here like that word.
No.
You would never say this to their face.
Someone texted in saying, would you say Kid Cudi bridges this with R&B? I don't know how.
He's rappy too.
But also, Is Kid Cudi a bit too early for this, maybe, as well? Yeah, you're saying it's 2011 onwards-ish.
But yeah, no, I think Kid Cudi and Childish Gambino kind of problematize it as well, because they're sort of hip-hop.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there's always been this spacey, hippie kind of hip-hop, you know, since De La Soul. Like, it's had that sort of...
This is Blood Orange, Diddy, and Taishi? Taishi, is that how you say it? Taishi? With Hope. So we play a lot of Blood Orange.
But so now you're playing Diddy. Good for you. BFM, playing Diddy.
BFM. Blood Orange is like close to my heart.
See, and nobody had mentioned Anderson .Paak, and I was thinking him too, but maybe his isn't as electronica enough.
I think he probably sits more in like a... Yeah, where would you put his music? Yeah, this person's made a good point, which you sort of touched on there as well. Is there sort of racial undertones to PBR and B, i.e. it's a lot more accessible, a lot more popular amongst white audiences, because white girls love this music and they love talking about it, LMAO.
really? Do they? Just three of us here?
That's a good point, though.
No,
I think
it absolutely is a point. You know, where
it sort of bridges that weird white audience kind of thing where it brings it into a different...
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it had this sort of hipster element. It's sort of like you don't normally listen to a lot of black music, but you listen to this. We've had that kind of all through black music history, sort of white people trying to make an excuse for what they like that, but that means they don't like that.
Yeah.
So absolutely this thing. Now, there's one guy that made it up, and he says he made it up as a joke on Twitter. This was in 2011. That's why it started in 2011. He's like, wow, I read his article sort of following up because I never thought that would be what I'm in Wikipedia for.
Yeah.
He's sort of embarrassed. Also because the artists hate it.
Yeah. I think that would be terrible if you just made some silly joke and then you're like, oh, I didn't really mean it. Okay, I'm really sorry, Frank Ocean, I love you.
Someone texts in saying Soggy Soul. So I feel like if you've got to toss up your genre name between PBR&B and
or Soggy Soul,
what are you going to choose?
I think Soggy Soul works, but it sounds denigrating.
Maybe that's just that more shows you more about that person's particular opinion on it.
No, Blood Orange is British.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, British have often had their own spin on American genre. You know, like they'll be inspired by it, but sort of take it. Yeah, I bring hope. What? I bring hope, yeah. I bring hope, yeah. I bring hope, yeah. Diddy. Bring hope when you come around.
Diddy.
Sometimes I ask myself, like...
No, I didn't confirm it.
Someone said...
Person as before.
I also roasted you guys about the G-Funk episode, and I always love your reactions. Much love. Much love to you too, friend.
Three white girls talking about black music.
Someone asked about the internet. How I
really want to be loved. The internet.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, totally.
See, I didn't see them mentioned, but yeah, you're right. They could go in this category too, I would think. So it's a, I think it's a good category. Maybe we haven't found the right name yet. Maybe it'll be one of those ones that afterwards we name it.
Yeah.
You give me that hope that, you know, maybe one day I get over my fears and
apparently, and I didn't confirm it myself, that Usher's latest album is more this style, which that'll
does
be
Usher a, have a latest album?
I know, right?
Because
that'll be, you know, he's kind of the epitome of normal R&B, you know?
Yeah.
Confessions.
I mean, come on. Yeah, that's a good album too, let's be honest. White girls need rap too.
This is really beautiful. There's a lot of, like, really choral influences, I think, would be something that maybe links a lot of these
definitely more experimental
together.
That, you know, you don't have to have your verse, chorus. You know, it's not about the club. So you can just extend, train of thought.
But also,
add a choir, add a cello, add a...
Yeah. Is it also experimental within, like, white parameters as well? Like, we're thinking about it within the parameters of what is, like, usually quite... white dominated
well, like,
indie,
indie music alternative
your Kate Bushes and stuff, because who are we playing now, right. Tess?
This is FKA Twigs with Hyde.
I think FKA Twigs often gets the like, oh, she's like Kate Bush kind of thing, and a lot of people get the, oh, they're like Kate Bush thing, and yeah, there's definitely an element of that, but also she's like a lot of other people too, and she's also very much just like herself as well, which I find really interesting how people always go,
that's right.
This is who you're like.
Well, because
you know?
She hates the term so much that she thinks she's only called it because she's black. If she was white,
see that's exactly.
Would she just be called experimental?
Exactly. Yeah.
But you know, I definitely think Frank Ocean is quite grounded in R&B, and so his the link's still there with FKA Twigs. I don't know enough about her broad music to know, like, did she come from soul R&B? You know, is she grounded in that? So she's British.
She was a dancer originally.
Yeah, and like a model.
Someone said Solange?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think so.
But I didn't see any of these names, you know, but I'm agreeing with all of you.
But also, again, we're just pointing out a lot of black artists here as well. So maybe it is something about, would we say the same about white artists?
Right, with the same sound.
Yeah, with the same sound. Would we
but
be
they
talking
were white,
about this genre?
Yeah.
Someone else who's not a huge fan. Soggy Soul nailed it. Dudes just waffling on about their day over a backing track. Ugh. That describes so many different types of music.
I'm waffling about
it's
my day.
It's not necessarily specific to this, I feel.
Over a backing track.
I also feel like it's quite a full-on day for Frank Ocean if crack rock is just about his day.
Yeah.
Wow,
your day is all about the whole crack industry.
Someone said Conan Moccasin.
Yo,
okay.
True. See, that's probably an artist
or
who
even
maybe...
Lord. Like, could this be Lord?
Who maybe wouldn't make it onto those lists because he's white?
Yeah. That slowing down is freaking me out. Because most songs would keep a pace. It was like, am I slowing down?
Is this me?
Is it not slowing down? What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
Someone said Laneway approved R&B.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Laneway approved R&B.
You're right, because a
I
lot of the artists we've mentioned
all, like most of these people have, well, not Frank, but I'm pretty sure Blood Orange came to Laneway. FKA Twigs has definitely come to Laneway.
And it's not that white people don't like standard R&B either. You know what I mean? You know, white people love Beyonce and Rihanna as much as, you know.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, though, when you sort of get a genre for a group that, especially if the group doesn't like it as well, the people that are put in that clumping are like, hey, we're not actually really a big fan of this name that you've given us. And it sort of turns out that it's a whole lot of artists of a particular ethnicity or genre as well. But like, I think that is an interesting thing. It's
Someone
maybe kind of a problematic genre.
Little Dragon?
Oh, true. Yeah, that would be maybe in that realm.
I mean, so it's definitely a movement. There's definitely a thing happening, 100%. Right? Yeah, and then there's a whole bunch of artists doing this. And maybe it's a snobbery. Like, the people that like these artists don't want to be assumed to like the other R&B.
Yeah.
You know, not for racial reasons. It's just some sort of elitist snobbery that...
Mm.
It's a really interesting one. I'm going to be thinking about this all day, I think, about the way we put things in genres and give names and prioritize and all of that stuff.
But it's definitely an awesome cluster and movement.
Amazing musicians.
And, yeah,
totally amazing.
Maybe we'll see if Soggy Soul takes off.
Laneway
Approved takes off. Thanks for your suggestions.
Thank you very much, Kirsten.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It certainly